With the Old Breed, Disc 2.
On the chilly January morning of our first lesson in mortars, we sat on the deck under a bright sky and listened attentively to our instructor. The 60mm mortar is a smooth-bore, muzzle-loaded, high-angle fire weapon. The assembled gun weighs approximately 45 pounds and consists of the tube, or barrel, bipod, and base plate. Two or sometimes three 60mm mortars are in each rifle company. Mortars have a high angle of fire and are particularly effective against enemy troops taking cover in defilades or behind ridges where they are protected from our artillery. The Japs have mortars and know how to use them, too. They will be particularly anxious to knock out our mortars and machine guns because of the damage these weapons can inflict on their troops. The sergeant then went over the nomenclature of the gun. He demonstrated the movements of gun drill, during which the bipod was unstrapped and unfolded from carrying position, the base plate set firmly on the deck, the bipod leg spikes pressed into the deck, and the sight snapped into place on the gun. We were divided into five-man squads and practiced these evolutions until each man could perform them smoothly. During subsequent lessons, he instructed us in the intricacies of the sight, with its cross-level and longitudinal-level bubbles, and on how to lay the gun and sight it on an aiming stake lined up with a target. We spent hours learning how to take a compass reading on a target area, then place a stake in front of the gun to correspond to that reading. Each squad competed fiercely to be the fastest and most precise in gun drill. When my turn came to act as number one gunner, I would race to the position, unsling the mortar from my right shoulder, set it up, sight in on the base stake, remove my hands from it, and yell, "Ready!" The sergeant would check his stopwatch and give the time. Many shouts of encouragement came from a gunner's squad urging each man on. Each of us rotated as number one gunner, as number two gunner, who dropped the shells into the tube at number one's command, and as ammo carriers. We were drilled thoroughly, but were quite nervous about handling live ammunition for the first time. We fired at empty oil drums set on a dry hillside. There were no mishaps. When I saw the first shell burst with a dull bang about 200 yards out on the range, I suddenly realized what a deadly weapon we were dealing with. A cloud of black smoke appeared at the point of impact. Flying steel fragments kicked up little puffs of dust all around an area about 9 by 18 yards. When three shells were fired from one weapon, the bursts covered an area about 35 by 35 yards with flying fragments. Boy, I'd pity any Jap that had all that shrapnel flying around him, murmured one of my more thoughtful buddies. Yeah, it'll tear their asses up all right, but don't forget they're going to be throwing stuff at you just as fast as they can, said the mortar sergeant. This, I realized, was the difference between war and hunting. When I survived the former, I gave up the latter.